السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Allah تبارك وتعالى has fazal and ihsan that once again we have gathered with His tawfiq, with His grace, with His kindness for His zikr. Since we had a janaza, so I will read Jaga Ji Lagane Ki Dunya Nahi Hai, some parts of it, just so that we may realize that one day we have to proceed in the same direction. The janaza that leaves from any area, any locality, any place, any masjid for the qabristan gives a speech and leaves. It's a silent speech. And O you who performed my janaza salat, a day is going to come when you will be in my place. Somebody will be reading janaza salat over you. And just as I was not aware when I will be proceeding to the qabristan, death comes suddenly. It does not inform a person that I'm going to come on a certain day, certain time. So you must be ready, especially those who have white hair or those who have gone through some sickness and illness and diseases, or those who have already married, or those who have reached their 40s, then there is no more waiting. Preparation of the hereafter must be accelerated. In the preparation of the hereafter, it does not mean that you will have to give up your business, you have to give up your family, you have to divorce your wives, you have to run away from society, you have to go away onto the mountain tops or into the wilderness. That preparation for the hereafter will be in that same home, in that same business, in that same activities of life in which a person is normally engaged. But what he will have to do is discipline all those parts of his body and undertake those actions according to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's hukam, according to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hukam. Then that is the preparation for the hereafter. So that is the preparation for the hereafter. So he says, Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Yahan har khushi hai, mubaddal basad gham. Yahan har khushi hai, mubaddal basad gham. Jahan shaadiyan thi, wahin ab hai matam. Yahan har khushi hai, mubaddal basad gham. Jahan shaadiyan thi, wahin ab hai matam. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Ye sab har taraf in qilabat alam. Ye sab har taraf in qilabat alam. Teri zaat hi mein taghayyur hai har dam. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Where marriages were taking place, where there was happiness, there was rejoicing, there was entertainment, there was fun and there was laughter, where there was the ringing of the bells, now there's matam, there's mourning. that same home which was a home of joy, of happiness, because of the marriage, because of the wedding, where there was feasting and enjoyment, now there's matam. Children are sad, wife is grieved, family members, depending on what was the relationship of the person with his family, with his society, with his people, that much grief, that much sorrow they will experience. I think I mentioned that a family member of mine some years back, it was his duty, he used to write on the board, marriage of so and so to so and so, janaza of so and so. So there in the morning he wrote about the marriage of his daughter or son, and in the evening on his return in an accident he passed away, and on that same board beneath that was written, the janaza of so and so will leave at such and such a time. So this is the only thing that will make us put a brake on our desire to commit sins. This is the only brake that the person stays conscious, alert, wide awake, that the knell of death or the sword of death can suddenly strike. That is the only thing. What else? Because we don't have that much love for Allah Ta'ala, we don't have that much khawf of his azab. Then at least that I must not be found in a place that is displeasing to my Allah Ta'ala, and not only that, but it will be a cause of embarrassment and shame for myself, for my family, and for the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if only death has to come in an escort agency for prostitute quarters, or in a cinema or theater or disco, or popping drugs in the mouth, or committing adultery and fornication. And how many of these type of deaths have taken place, they are taking place, and they will take place. And we have absolutely no guarantee when the angel of death is going to visit us. So when that desire comes to commit adultery or indulge in any kind of haram, immediately think, what if death comes in this place? Jeev. Which cars? Any numbers? The cars on in the passage on my right hand side, those who have parked there, just check that you are not obstructing some. So if you can just get some numbers, then we can announce. So that is the break. And it was coincidental, but I always say nothing is coincidental, that when we are proceeding for Umrah in this trip here with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal, at the airport we met that young person who was with me on that flight some years ago, or 2 years or 3 years ago, and he mentioned that I'm going to Hong Kong and I've got your tapes, and when I will arrive at the hotel, first I will put on that zikr tape and listen to that dua in which you always say, O Allah, don't let my death come in these type of places, and that will put me in the right frame of mind. Then I will go into Hong Kong's bazaars and marketplaces. And he happened to meet us again at the airport. And I introduced him to the other friends. Then he said, no, Maulana, this time I don't only have your tapes, I even got CDs. And I got some books also, I will take and go and give them there. I said, MashaAllah, again you made my day. So this is something that puts a brake on the person's desire. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. 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 I will proceed with the zikr program as it is a little late. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. O Allah, I am the worst in your creation. Which sin is there, O my Allah, which I did not commit on the surface of this earth? Why should we look at others? We have snakes around our own necks and we are concerned about that mosquito sitting on somebody's forehead. But again, as I mentioned many times, there's no such thing as despairing of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. The door is wide open. خلقوں میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجے غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ दिल में मेरे याद अपनी रचा दे, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। दीदे दिल में तुझको बसा लूं, सबसे हटा लूं अपनी नजर में, दीदे दिल में तुझको बसा लूं, सबसे हटा लूं अपनी नजर में, तेरा ही जलवा पेश नजर हो, जाऊं कहीं मैं देखूं जिधर में, तेरा तसव्वुर ऐसा जमालूं, कल्ब में मिसले नक्श हजर में, तेरा तसव्वुर ऐसा जमालूं, कल्ब में मिसले नक्श हजर में, भूल सकूं ता उम्र न तुझको, चाहूं भुलाना खुद भी अगर में। पीछे ओ अल्लाह, आई एम अ शैतान, आई एम खबीस, या अल्लाह आई ऑलवेज फॉरगेट यू, बट ओ अल्लाह मेक माय हार्ट सच दैट इवन इफ आई वांट टू फॉरगेट यू आई डोंट फॉरगेट यू। आस्क हिम, ही इज अवर रब, then he will make our hearts like that, where even if we want to forget Allah Ta'ala, he will not allow us to forget him. He will create a barrier between us and sins. When shaitan and nafs will put pressure on us, commit this sin, Allah Ta'ala will create some barrier and the person won't go towards it. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us such a heart that even if we want to forget him, we don't forget him.
भूल सकूं ता उम्र न तुझको, चाहूं बुलाना खुद भी अगर मैं, शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। हवाओ हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, हवाओ हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستا دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستا دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے.
Oh Allah, change this heart of mine which is filled with hirs and hawa, with greed and evil passions and desires. Shaitan and nafs has engulfed our hearts. Evil passions and desires everybody is complaining of. So we are saying that if you don't have the himmat and the courage to change it, then ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Speak to Allah ta'ala. Oh my beloved Allah, you have the control over my heart. Change the condition of my heart. This heart which is soaked or drowning in negligence, in ghaflat, in all kinds of evil, change it.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے.
Oh Allah, every beat of my heart, I hear your name, Allah, Allah, Allah. That means my Allah is with me, my Allah is watching me, my Allah is hearing me, my Allah is seeing me. So therefore I must not do anything that is displeasing to my Allah. Every beat of my heart must be Allah. مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. Allah, there's such enjoyment in it. If only we can put some words to explain what kind of sweetness and enjoyment there is when we become Allah's, then even the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, nasara, everybody will search for it. Allah Ta'ala has kept it hidden in the hearts. Outwardly everybody looks the same. They've got two hands, two feet, two ears, two eyes. That sweetness, that enjoyment, Allah Ta'ala gives it inside the heart. مَزَا آجَائِ مَوْلَا دِلْ بَدَلْدَ. There'll be such beauty in that life. If only we get that sweetness, a little bit taste of that sweetness, we will never go towards sins again. The person will have hatred in his heart for those sins. Once he gets that sweetness, how will that sweetness come? Increase zikrullah. Fulfill the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. Make some tawbah istighfar. And inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give it. Allah Ta'ala is not miserly.
Suno me naam tera dhadkano me, maza aaja e maula dil badal de. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah, Allahu 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 Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ illallah illallah dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah 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 socho zara firaun ke ghar mein musa ko pala kisne gaur karo machli ke shikam mein yunus ko rakha kisne pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne unke naam ki gun gaate hain ibrahim khalilullah illallah 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 Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ يَا أَكْرَمَ الْأَكْرَمِينَ يَا غِيَاثَ الْمُسْتَغِيثِينَ يَا رَاحِمَ الْمَسَاكِينَ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومَ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومَ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ برحمتك نستغيث اے میرے پیارے اللہ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ مائی موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ مائی موسٹ جنرس اللہ مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ مائی موسٹ کائنڈ اللہ مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس Ya Allah, nothing has gathered us here except that we are hopeful that Ya Allah, you are a Kareem Allah and you dearly love forgiveness of sins. Therefore, we are extending these begging bowls before you, O my Allah, so that we get forgiveness of our sins and so that we may seek forgiveness on behalf of the Ummat. O my beloved Allah, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us that something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Therefore, my Allah, we are seeking from you. We are not seeking from some idol that doesn't listen to us, that cannot see us, that cannot help us in any way. Ey mere pyare Allah, we are extending our hands before an Allah who is seeing us, who is listening to our pleas. Oh my Allah, you are well aware of those who have raised their hands here before you. Ey mere pyare Khuda, tu bahut hi pyara Khuda hai. You are a beautiful Allah. In spite of all our sins, you have been giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now because of our sins. Ya Allah, every day of our lives,
we use the ni'mats of yours for your disobedience. Ay Allah, every day of our lives we use our eyes for your disobedience. We use our ears for your disobedience. We use our tongues for your disobedience. We use our hands and feet for your disobedience. How much of haram we touch with our hands. How much of haram places we walk with our feet. How many haram things we see with our eyes. How many haram things we think, O Allah, with our hearts and mind. Ay mere pyare Allah, in spite of that you give us ni'mats. Ha mere Allah, tujhe sa pyara khuda koi nahi. Tere siwa koi Allah nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara maula nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara maqsood nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi masjood nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara maabood nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Oh Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, our hearts in your control. Our lives in your control. Our health in your control. Our wealth in your control. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking from you. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging before you. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on earth. Oh my beloved Allah, hum bahut hi gunegar hai. We are very sinful servants of yours. But oh my Allah, even if we have distanced ourselves from you, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the entire creation put together, if our sins are more than the rain falls from heaven, oh my beloved Allah, then too your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ay mere pyare Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay mere Rahim Khuda, ay mere Kareem Khuda, you are Kareem, and Kareem is the one who gives without the person even deserving. Ya Allah, we know that we are not deserving of your rahmat and your mercy. We know what kinds of sins we indulge in day and night. But oh my beloved Allah, you are Kareem, and Kareem gives without a person deserving. Therefore we are seeking from you your forgiveness and your mercy and your kindness and your generosity, O Allah, without us deserving. Ay mere pyare Khuda, hamare liye maghfirat ka darwaza khol de. Open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Ya Allah, keep us under the shadow of your mercy at all times. Ya Allah, we know that we forget you all the time. But oh Allah, make our life such, give us such a heart, that even if we want to forget you, we don't forget you. Ey mere pyare Khuda, hame aisa dil de de, ki hum bulana bhi chahe to na bhool sake. Hawa ho hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa ho hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de mere maula, badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. We have gone in the wrong direction. We are going in the direction of Jahannam, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan are dragging us along towards Jahannam. Ya Allah, our evil desires, evil passions have engulfed our hearts. Ya Allah, we've got no resistance power against nafs and shaitan. Mere pyare Khuda, hum jaise bhi hai, hum gande hai, hum nalayak hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum gunegar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai, hum sab kuch hai, bande tere hai. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? Where do we turn, oh my Allah? Which are the doors for us that we can tap? Which other home is there for us in which we can beg? Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. How long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of the earth? Oh my Allah, the life which is gone is gone. But the life which remains, only you know. We don't know whether it's a second left or a year left or how much is left. Ey mere pyare Khuda, the life which remains, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, the angel of death is definitely going to visit us. There is no escape from death, oh my beloved Allah. We have absolutely no knowledge when death is going to come. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a theater or a cinema. Don't let the angel of death find us in some prostitute quarters. Don't let the angel of death find us
glued to some filthy television program. Don't let the angel of death find us on some porn program on the internet. Ya Allah, with some filthy magazine in our hand. Oh Allah, popping drugs in our mouth. Or bottles of wine in our hands. Ey mere pyare Allah, don't let us be the cause of embarrassment for our parents, our wives and children, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will rise just as he died. Ey Allah, how it will hurt my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam if his ummati has to rise committing zina, if his ummati has to rise committing fraud, if his ummati has to rise, oh Allah, in some kind of sin and vice and evil. Ey mere Allah, hame maaf kar de. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, oh my beloved Allah. Change the direction of our hearts. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr and tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Fill our hearts with the noor of service to mankind. Ey Allah, clean and purify our hearts of jealousy, of malice, of greed, of impurities, O Allah. Clean and purify our hearts of greed and all other impurities, of arrogance and pride, O my beloved Allah. Bless us with the hearts that you give to your walis, O Allah. Allah, awliya-e siddiqeen ki hame nisbat-e ata farma. Give us such a bond with you, O my Allah. Give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, if two pages have been stuck with glue, when we try to separate them, the pages tear to pieces, but they don't separate, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let our hearts be sealed with you in such a way, and with the Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a way, that, oh Allah, if nafs and shaitan try to distance us, they cannot do so. Ey mere Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in the ocean of Marifat. Bless us with long life. Bless our children and our families and the ummah with long life. Bless us with good health. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ey Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ey Allah, hum bimar hai. Ey mere pyare Allah, hum bimar hai. Hamein shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses can be a rahmat and a blessing, but we are extremely weak, O Allah. Change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, don't test us with poverty. Ya Allah, so many believers have sold their iman in a state of poverty. Ey mere pyare khuda, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties and problems. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ey mere pyare Allah, O my beloved Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whom you have given children, O Allah, make them obedient to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to their parents. And O Allah, those in whose muqaddar you haven't kept children, then O Allah, give them sabr over that. Ey mere Allah, let them realize that it is a rahmat in a disguised form. Ey mere pyare khuda, give us barkat in our sustenance. Give us barkat in our homes. Give us barkat in our clothes. Give us barkat in our bodies. Give us barkat in our health. Give us barkat in our wealth. Give us barkat in our children. Ya Allah, we know that we have bought all the kinds of things which bring your azab. Oh my beloved Allah. But give us the tawfiq and the hidayah to get out from those things that we have indulged in, which have been sinful and evil. Allah, we know that our homes are on interest. When our homes are on interest, our carpets on interest, our curtains on interest, our food on interest, our cars on interest. Ha, by Allah, how can then your rahmat come into such homes? And then again, oh Allah, when the television is playing all the time, when there's so much of zina coming into our homes, and so much of drinking and gambling and fornication and adultery in our homes, on the cinema screen, oh Allah, which we have brought into our homes, then, oh my beloved Allah, how can rahmat come? But oh Allah, you are forgiving, you are merciful. Give us the courage and himmat to get rid of from our lives of everything evil that has entered our lives. Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all over the world, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is suffering. Ya Allah, especially in Palestine, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Kashmir, Pakistan, India. Ha, my beloved Allah,
that ummat which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left in a position of dignity and honor, and had left as one body and soul, there's nobody to pass a hand of affection over the heads of that ummat anymore. Where Allah, we have brought more destruction on the ummat than anybody else. Lekin where Allah, tu halat ko badal de. Where Allah, halat ko badal de. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beauties of Islam. But oh Allah, if they become obstinate and made up their minds that they will cause harm to the Muslim ummah, then oh Allah, send gale force winds against them. Shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ay Allah, cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Ay Allah, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Masjid-e-Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Puri ummat-e-muslima ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of sacrifices for us. How much of his blood and tears were shed for us. Ya Allah, in Taif so much of his blood flowed that his shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. In Uhud, oh Allah, he falls down unconscious. His teeth are shattered. Ya Allah, he stands whole night, his feet swell. Ya Allah, how much he cried for the Ummat. When he is informed that that Ummat today in cinemas, theatres, discos, that Ummat today a few meters from your Rosa Mubarak, they watch the filth on the television. The filthiest music can be heard in those hotels. Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to that beloved Rasul of ours. Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for the ummah, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 glorious shining companions. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked on that occasion, especially after kissing the Hajre Aswad. After touching the rukne yamani, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne hajre aswad ko chum karke jo bhaga tha, rukne yamani chu karke jo bhaga tha, mataf mein chal karke jo bhaga tha, mizab e rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo bhaga tha, hatib ke andar namazein padh kar jo bhaga tha, and at multazam o Allah, how long he attached himself, that sinless masoom Nabi, his hands above his head, his chest against the multazam, his tears flowing onto his ihram. Ha, Ya Allah, how much he cried for us at the multazam. Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made behind Muqama Ibrahim, after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa, at Mina and in Arafat from Zuhr till Maghrib. Oh my Allah, how much he begged for us. All the du'as that he made at Muzdalifa. Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. And the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, accept all the works of deen which are taking place. Bless all the workers of deen with ikhlas. Ya Allah, bless all the workers of deen with ikhlas. Jo bhi deen ka kaam kar rahe hai, jis line se bhi kar rahe hai, sab ko maqbooliyat naseeb farma. Allah, shariat ke hudood mein rehte huye kaam karne ki taufeeq ata farma. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, give them the best of abode in paradise. Ya Allah, one day our time is going to come. The angel of death is going to come. Ay Allah, our watches will be removed from our wrists. Rings will be removed from the fingers. Fashionable clothes will be sliced with the scissors. Oh my beloved Allah, our eyes will shut and we can see no more those filthy things which we enjoyed. Oh Allah, we'll listen no more. We will speak no more. Ay Allah, those who are giving us ghusl will turn us from right to left. They will pour the water over our bodies. Ya Allah, before that time comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all sins. Ya Allah, when our time of death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. Let our soul come dancing towards you, O my Allah. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. So that with the winds of Rahmat blow, we get forgiveness. Allah, whatever we have asked, bless us with that. And what we haven't been able to ask,
But you are well aware of the good desires in the hearts of everyone that is listening. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good desires. Allah Rasool Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi.